It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on Saturday at 2 to 4. Every Saturday, 2 to 4, the Kim Pagano Show on 1520 KVTA. We are talking about working and living our passions. And if any of that resonates with you and you want to give us a call, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And our next guest is Nadine. And Nadine, are you there?
Yes.
How are you? How do you pronounce your last name?
Is it excellent? My name is Nadine Lajoie.
Lajoie. I love it. Okay. Nadine Lajoie. Okay. And her book is Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles per hour. So anyways, so glad to have you on my show. We've talked a lot, and we finally got to catch up with each other. So tell us, tell my listeners a little bit about where you are and where you're going.
Yeah, thank you very much, first of all, Kim, for having me on the show. I'm really happy to be here. And what I do is it's really inspiring and empowering people. It's a word that I invent, which means inspire, empower, and go inside yourself and discover your power. So it's why I have a six-step process that I go through with my clients, and I'm speaking. I have three books now, number one bestseller, one with Les Brown. And now working on a TV show for helping teenagers also to realize their dream, go to their passion with TV show.
I think that's so important that you're doing that because, you know, I've got four children and I really see all their passions and all their different roads that they're taking. But if you don't, as a parent, really guide them and allow them to be who they're supposed to be, so many of us are doing careers that maybe our families wanted us to do or setting, you know, kind of setting the stonework. And whether you end up doing that and love it, but you have to know what's in your heart. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree. And it's not always happening like you wish. You know, I study a bachelor in actuarial science, which is a big bachelor in university to do a lot of projection and mathematics and all that. So that was my goal, my dream, to have finance and mathematics. But in 92, there was a recession, and I had about 3 years, and I was always mad and sad and didn't realize that dream. But two passions saved my life. That was volleyball and piano.
And wait, not the motorcycles? Not racing?
No, the motorcycle came really, really late.
Oh,
the motorcycle came
okay.
When I was 33 years old. And so it was, for me, volleyball and piano saved my life. Because when I was mad, for me, it's so important to everybody to have their own passion.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
When I almost... Yes.
No, what I was going to just say, it's interesting. I'm looking at your website right here. And you know what? Each one of my guests, I mean, one word that kind of explains all of them is bold, to be bold, to really be whoever it is that you were meant to be in this world.
Yes, absolutely. And I always say, be bold, be yourself, and be fast.
And be fast?
Yes, because you need to adapt yourself in all situations. Like in 92, I was ruminating, and I was mad and sad and almost committed suicide because for 3 years, I was in that vicious circle of not being happy because I didn't have the dream that I wanted. I should have just changed my focus and just do something else. So now the society is moving so fast. If we are not fast to adapt, people will pass us, and things will go not as always we want to be, but we need to adapt really fast.
Huh. And so what is your message in your book?
My message in the book and the speaking and the coaching that I do, and even for the Team CEO reality TV show, it's all about recognize your finish line, recognize your dream. Act one corner at a time. So that is the six-step process, the acronym of racing. So recognize your finish line. Act one corner at a time. Care about yourself. Empower yourself. Discover your own power. Never give up, because we have so many challenges and get it done.
And get it done.
Just take this part of your life and just do it.
Nadine, this is Sharon.
It's perfect.
Hi, this is Sharon. Tell us what understanding your pattern is. What does that mean?
Say it again. I didn't understand the beginning.
You talk about understanding your pattern? No.
Yeah, understanding pattern. The passion.
The pattern.
No, it's supposed to be passion.
Oh, it's passion?
Yeah.
Passion.
The passion.
Right.
Your dreams, your goal that you have inside yourself. And unfortunately, in this society, they don't necessarily teach different passion at school because they got all the music, the sports, the art, the painting, everything. But my best message for everybody is experience different things. And whatever you love the most, that you could do that 24/7, this is your passion.
You know, it could be pattern, too.
It's pattern. She has a grid where it's the grid in the book.
Okay. I'll look for that. Explain, you have a section here on how to change bad habits. Tell us about that.
Oh, the changing the bad habits, it's known by many people. It's the 21-day habit. It's always focusing in one habit at a time.
Right.
21 days consecutively to continue in your dreams and in your passion toward the right habit. Because if we keep the bad habit over and over and over again, we will never be able to realize our dreams.
But you have to, I mean, what if you don't, like when you say you have to give up your bad habits, if you're unorganized, how do you give up your bad habits? How do you get clear with yourself? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, then you go to what you do want. And so what you do is whatever the skill is that you're trying to fine tune, you do that skill every day. So like when I have someone stop smoking and I do a hypnosis CD, I have them listen to the hypnosis CD every day for 21 days.
And that's when they break their habit.
Well, and if you break it, then you go back to the beginning. That was one of the interesting things. And you have to practice your new good habit for at least 3 months.
Yes.
Is that how it becomes a habit?
I found
what Sharon was talking about is understand your patterns. What happened? How did you feel? What did you do? And what is better now?
Oh, yeah. That is an exercise that is in my book because when I discover my mission to inspire people, I have my intuition to tell me, okay, wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning and you need to understand what are your patterns.
Right.
And that exercise came through me and I was in my RV and that was saying to me, put 9 sheets of paper all together in my case that was 9. I was thinking it was 6 with my logical, but my intuition said 9. And on each piece of paper, you have to divide it by quadrants. And on the top left, you put what happened. Like in that moment in 1985, that was, I didn't have a job. I studied too hard. So all the negative thought that you have that happened to you. The second quadrant is how did you feel? So just get out all of your emotion and you can cry in this portion of that and just get that out. It put all the emotion, anger, being by yourself, feeling alone, whatever emotion happened. And the third quadrant is what did you do physically? Like I remember in 2004, I did a bad business deal. And what I did to change the energy, I cut my hair like from the middle of the back to my ear.
So
I did some physical, drastic change just to change the energy.
So did it help?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's different things that I did. Like, I had a lot of clutter in my car, so I said, okay, now I need to clean the clutter. I need to do this and that on the physical work to change the outside that will help to change your inside.
So a physical manifestation of what you're feeling and how to change it. Okay, and what's the fourth quadrant?
The fourth quadrant is what happened in your life. sometimes people say, oh, the best thing happened in my life was my cancer or being broke or having a bankruptcy or a divorce. It's always what are the good things happen after all this cycle, the kind of vicious cycle and the steps we have in our life, what brings to you. And when you do that for all the steps and all the episodes of your life, the last one, you can focus on the pattern, discover that pattern, and that will bring a solution for your life.
So what if you're right in the middle of something? Do you go back to how you solved something in your past to figure out your pattern, or do you just wait and not answer all your questions?
You can do both. I'm always like a go with the flow. It's really hard for me to have a script or to have a method.
I kind of am a go as you flow too, but I don't think I don't know if that's right or wrong. I mean, that's kind of how everybody
works for
If it works for you, it's not there's no right or wrong. It's just different things work for different people.
Right.
So, and if it's not working, change it. But if it is working, why change it?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also the society is more open now than it was 10 or 15 years ago. Everything was more kind of rigid.
Yes.
You work in a manufacturer for 30 years, the same thing. Now you need to adapt a lot. And that's why a lot of people are struggling right now in this economy, because they are still attached to their past. Instead of going with the flow, try to find solution with that energy going into their life.
Nadine, I think you just said a really big thing. I really do, because, you know, life does change. Relationships change, your home change, your financial changes. I mean, your work, every single thing that we deal with, you know, you go to the same grocery store and all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, I only paid this much. Or you go to the gas station and maybe it's, you know, it's out of business. Something changes. And so we really need to live our lives with just, you know, going, oh, okay, I'll accept that. And how am I going to deal with it? How am I showing up? Isn't that what we talk about?
Well, you have to also look at why you're being rigid, or what what buttons are being pushed when there is change. Some people go with the flow more easily than others. So what in your past happened to you that you feel like a button's been pushed when...
Or a trigger, right? Yeah, there you go. Nadine, I know that life hasn't always been easy for you, right? But you've really hit some really great successful things in your life. What was that, I mean, one, racing at 180 miles per hour, that's a huge thing. I mean, I know the adrenaline from what my son does. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
And for me, the journey of motorcycle racing happened really late, like at 33 years old. Even at 31, I bought my first bike, so that was in 2001, because my life changed again. I broke my knee 5 times in volleyball, which saved my life in the past. And all my life revolved around volleyball and volleyball friends, and I went to the Canadian Championship, and I finished 9th in the Canadian Championship against Olympic medalist. So I was at a high level, and my life changed completely with the knee surgery. And I said, okay, what do? I changed my passion, and I just bought a bike in 2001, and I was already too crazy on the street after 2 years. In 2003, I started racing, and I finished third against women at that class. And 2007 was my best year. I finished 9th in the national championship against guys in the U.S. And I finished 3rd at Daytona against 75 guys. Mm. And for me, that was the biggest lesson of my life. Because it was raining and half of the people didn't show up.
So do you think it was just your mindset again, that undefeated mind?
That was my mindset, but I had to work on it. I call that my negative hamster, and I talked about that also in my book. It's changing that hamster that morning when I get up and saying to me, oh, what do you do at Daytona by yourself, doing your own mechanic? Everybody has mechanics. Everybody are changing their tires with some people, and you are by yourself. I barely made the start, And when I arrived on the grid, I looked on my right and on my left, and I was smelling the gas. I was so happy, and it was raining, and I changed my hamster when I was changing my tires to say, wow, maybe this is my chance. There is always an opportunity in any challenges we have.
Don't you think usually in your life when you win something or you do something exceptional, you knew it was going to happen before it did? Like, I have always, if I'm going to do something, I know I'm going to win before I actually do it. I don't know what that is.
It's an intuition. Yeah. Nadine, you actually just gave me chills. I could just totally, I don't know if it's because I have the connection with my son and the racing, because mm-hmm. he just won. We're going to Portugal and he's representing the USA. But, you know, it is that, I love that you call it a hamster. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, a hamster, because a hamster, when it is in its cage, is just running into that
on the wheel.
Hitting that wheel.
And so what did you change? What was that mindset that you changed?
Okay, I said I have two choices. Either I just complain and I don't race, or I change my tire, I change my attitude, and I do the best I can. Mm-hmm. That's what I did, starting to visualize, maybe in Florida, not a lot of people are racing in the rain. And last year, I raced 14 times out of 17 in the rain. So I started to visualize my races in the rain, and I always did good placement in the rain. And that's what I changed. If I would have continued to complaining about my situation, for sure I would never have that done. But when I was on the start, I said, okay, just have a good start. Just dance with your bike. Dance with the life. Dance with the rain. Dance with the rainy day. Take the start of your life and just breathe in your helmet and just smile in your helmet. I was just concentrating on that. Wow. Smiling, breathing, and focus on the next corner. Focus on the next corner. Don't crash. Focus on the next corner. And at the end, I was thinking, yeah, maybe I'm pretty good, but I was starting to think, maybe I should just slow down a little bit to be sure I don't crash. So the fear came in my mind a little bit. I slowed down a little bit, and a guy passed me the last couple of corners, and I finished third. I could have finished second.
Really?
Wow. You know, you talk about there are no coincidences in life.
Are you there?
Nadine?
Yes. Yeah.
You talk about there are no coincidences in life.
Oh, yeah. There is no coincidence at all. And I didn't believe that, trust me, before 99. I was a mathematician, scientist, a pianist, and like everything was kind of left brain. And when people told me, yeah, there is some energy, you have different energy around you, and life will bring you the tools that you need. You will need the people that you need. I didn't believe that until 99. And I did a personal growth workshop that changed my life.
And what? 3 days share, and a half. Share that with us. Can you share that with us, Nadine?
Yeah, that 3 day and a half workshop for personal growth, I started to feel, instead of feeling the hole that I had inside myself and the discontent, I start to feel fulfilled and the peace and the serenity. And each people that I was talking to that weekend in a break or at the kitchen or whatever, they were always bringing me some good insights. And I said, maybe there is no coincidence in life. And I started to believe that, and I started to live like that. And it's so true. When I did my trip, my 21-state trip around the state by myself, 10,000 miles, I sold my house, my car, bought an RV. Traveling by myself, I was always getting around people to help me at this moment that I needed the most. People show up in my life.
Amazing, amazing. Now, what were you on, if you don't mind me asking? What kind of a weekend?
It's Institute in French is Institut de Développement de la Personne, which is Institute of Personal Development of People. I put the referral also in my book. It's idp.qc.ca, I think. And that put me on this personal and spiritual journey. So it's why now I love Les Brown, and I'm so happy to be co-author with him. I follow people like Jack Canfield and T. Harvicker. So that put me onto that personal growth journey. So it's why now my mission is really to help people to get to that place where things are flowing a little bit easier, because you believe that there is no coincidence in life and you are just opening into your intuition.
Right.
I have a really strong left brain, but I also have the right left brain with the music, for sure, that helps a lot. But it's always bringing the masculine and the feminine together, bringing the spirituality and the adrenaline together. I was meditating around my race bike before each race. People were thinking I was crazy. They were thinking, what is she doing? She's kind of meditating and doing my bubble of protection around my race bike for each race or each day of racing, protecting myself and protecting my colleagues and the racetrack, and bringing nice energy light into the racetrack.
That's so interesting. You know, we're going to have to end here, but you have in here your dream book. What is a dream book?
The dream book is really a good tool, and that's why also I created the Racing Map to Your Dreams. And if people want to visit that, it's nadineracing.com/free. They can download the Racing Map to Your Dreams. And now I do my dream book and vision board with that. It's putting pictures, putting words, putting everything you want into your dream book or your vision board to remind your subconscious where you want to go. More you are clear in your goals, more you are able to reach your goals faster. Remember, you need to be bold, to be yourself, and to be fast. And more it's clear in your head, more it's clear in your visual, in your mental, in your ear, and more you say it, it needs to touch the five senses. And more you do that every day, every morning, every night, more you realize your dreams with your dream book.
I love it. Nadine, this was so much fun, finally getting a chance to really talk with you. Tell us again how we can find, your TV show that's coming out to help.
Yeah, the TV show is for teenagers 13 to 19 years old, and the website is teenceoshow.com. And you have also nadineracing.com/. You have a lot of different guineas. And for you listener also, I wanted to give a book and a CD for today. So
thank you so
want
much.
That would be awesome.
That's great. Okay, so we're going to give a CD. What's your CD?
My CD is the Motorcycle Meditation CD that I built. It's a 25 minutes around the racetrack to help people realize their dreams and having adrenaline and having the desire to take action.
I love it. I better get one for my son who's going to Portugal. All right. And then also her book, Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles per hour. Nadine Lajoie, I love your name. thank you so much for being a part of it. Anybody that is interested in winning that right now, I'm going to take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to Joseph Leger, A Mile a Day. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520 KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And wow, if you're not feeling passion yet, I'm telling you, it's all about motivation. It's about really living your dreams, finding out what is it that you get compliments all the time about. That's what you want to be working, because when you're doing that, it's not like work. It's really like living and doing fun stuff. That's what that's what I do doing hair as a hair therapist. That's what I do doing my radio show. Sharon, you're the same way, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
love what I do.
Marsha, when you're doing your flowers and your jewelry making, it's all about really finding that fine tuning your body is in.
And Kim, you said something earlier, doing what you're good at. But it isn't always necessarily the thing that people see that you're good at. And I was talking to somebody the other day that was telling me how people kept saying, you need to do this because you're so good at it. And it wasn't what they wanted to be doing.
So what do you tell somebody like that?
Well, you want to find what your passion is because you're good at it. And then you become good at whatever ultimately your passion is.
Right.
So, if you're an amazing pianist or... It doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to become your passion. That's going to become your work or what your purpose in life is.
Yeah, you obviously have to enjoy it, and you have to,
What I'm saying is it's not necessarily the obvious thing straight off the bat. When you dig a little deeper, you'll find something else that really is your passion that needs to come and rise to the surface.
Well, and everybody's good at more than one thing. So,
right.
It is a matter of where you want to put your time and energy.
Right.
So sometimes, like for me, I did flowers for 30 years and I love it. But then, I look to my future and I'm not sure that's where I want to put my time and energy, even though I'm very good at it and I love it.
Right.
So that's a good example.
Right.
Exactly.
Where do I want to put my time and energy? I have to look at myself, not at everybody else.
Right. And it has to be rewarding.
Well, it has to be rewarding.
Really, I think that's really the key. Do you feel good when you're done
and when
with
you
your
feel,
day?
It's when you're working when you don't feel. I don't feel like I work.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
I just feel like I'm playing. I just love what I do, and it's so rewarding, and I don't feel like it's work at all.
Well, that's like when I owned a store. I owned a florist for 15 years, and I would have done it free.
There you go, and that's what it's all about. Well, let's bring our next guest on, who I think is also another amazing, passionate person. And it's funny because he started doing things on Facebook and on the internet and didn't really think about it, and then that ended up being his calling. Joseph Leger, and his book is A Mile a Day. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me today, Kim.
Absolutely. Did you hear all our scuffle in here? What's your thoughts on it? Tell us a little bit about you and your journey.
Okay. Well, originally, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Just quick background, I went to school at Southern Illinois. There I played football, ran track, and opened up my own business. I had a recording studio and did graphic art. and also sold clothing there. Went into the music industry, went into heavy into the music business, moved to St. Louis, had the opportunity to work with a few platinum recording artists and producers there. And then I made my transition to Los Angeles, which was a dream of mine. Came out here to pursue a music career, but it was probably the hardest time that had been hit by the music industry as far as downloads and the decline in CD sales. So I had to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life, and found myself at a crossroads and really did a lot of research and studied a lot, and also had the advice of my grandfather, Papa Joe Wiley, who gave me some great advice, and I started writing. Lots of inspirational quotes, really to motivate myself. And like you said, I started posting these quotes on Facebook. And one day I got a message from a lady who had read my quote. She had recently lost her daughter, who was 8. And she told me that the only thing that was getting her through her hardest times in her life were reading my quotes. And that impacted my life. I did a lot of reflection, talked to Papa Joe about that as well, my grandfather. And the only thing I got from it was to finish it. I realized at that point that this was a little bit bigger than me, and I needed to complete my mission. And 3.5 years later, I was able to complete the book out of, you know, with a lot of motivation and inspiration from people, lives that I've touched on this journey that I've had. And today, it's the creation is a mile a day.
All right. Well, I love it. And anybody that's just joining us right now, one, if you've missed any part of our show, you know, I want to remind you that you can listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. All my shows are posted there after the show completes by the next week. And definitely leave me a little message there that you're one of my listeners, or become a friend on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. Now, you know, it's interesting. You just start writing your little tidbits and your little affirmations on there. And, I mean, did you know that that was making a difference? Did any of your family, your friends, or anybody else take the, you know, think that they were getting anything from it?
Originally, when I first started, it, like I said, it was originally for me. And then I didn't realize it until I got that message. And then it seemed like it was a domino effect. After I got that message, I probably still receive between 2 to 3 messages a day from people's lives that I've impacted and that have got something from things that I've written. And I enjoy the fact that I continue to help more and more people. And I'm also living proof of that because I take my own medicine. And it definitely helps me on a daily basis as well.
So, you know, I love that your grandfather was your mentor. Tell everybody, you know, you and I talked a little bit before, but tell everybody a little bit about your grandfather.
Okay, absolutely. My grandfather, I was raised by my mother and my single mother and my grandfather. My grandfather, all my entire life, has been blind. If you ever met him, he's no longer with us, but if you had ever met him, you wouldn't even know possibly that he was blind, because he literally could do everything except for probably drive a car. He taught me how to cook, for instance. When I was a kid, he used to walk down the street and pick me up from the bus stop. When I was, you know, I was 2 blocks away, he would walk down and pick me up from the bus stop. Just an amazing individual. He was also, while he was blind, was a principal of a school. He sat on several chairmen of the Catholic school system in St. Louis, Missouri. Just a phenomenal person that really taught me from a very early age that there is nothing in this world that can prevent you or stop you from doing what you want. I have the opportunity not to have anything to hold me back from that physically, and the only thing I knew that was going to stop me from reaching my goals was my own mental mindset, and that's what I needed to change, because that had more impact than anything else that could be possibly put in front of me.
You know, I just want to stop you right there, and I just want to make sure that all my friends and my listeners out there, because you are my friends, this is why I do this. But, I mean, really, what we're talking about is the undefeated mind. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, is living and working and knowing who you are and your worth. And, Joseph, do you have any idea I know that your grandfather is in your everyday thoughts, but a lot of people don't have people like that. I'm really fortunate. I do too. But there's always somebody that makes a difference in our life. And what an amazing person that, here he was blind, But he never let anything, you know, shorten him
so
from
inspiring.
His life. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is the most inspiring story right there.
So, Joseph, this is Marcia. I just wanted to know, I think that's, he obviously touched more than just you because he was a principal at a school and other people around you. Were any of the things that you wrote in the books as sayings from him?
Oh, absolutely. My grandfather was my silent editor. He would definitely, a lot of the quotes that I have in there came from things that I learned from him. They might not be direct out of his mouth, but they are very, very close. He definitely was not only an inspiration for me to put pen to paper, but, you know, it was also a lot of memory from him. Actually, to be honest, I wasn't complete with the book until he passed 4 months before it was completed. And that part of my life allowed me to write enough and finish what I had and to live enough to put that out to help other people while I was getting through my own personal pain.
Wow, is this a great story? Isn't it? I mean, really, they all come together. You know, tell everybody, what does your title mean?
Oh, okay. The title of the book, A Mile a Day, is really short for A Milestone a Day. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it's a milestone a day is because back in the Roman times when the first roads were built, they used mile markers or milestones to mark the distance that had been traveled and the distance that you need to travel to your destination. But the key about that is that they used these to assure the travelers that they were on the right path. And when I was reading that and knowing history, it just impacted me because my whole life, and at that point when I started writing, I was looking for reassurance that I was on the right path and I was doing everything right because this was a total life change for me. And that reassurance is, you know, the daily post and the daily inspiration to let me know that, yes, I am on the right path.
You are on the right path. And I just want to tell you, anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And you are on the right path to making your life a little bit better every single day. Once you show up here and you're listening to inspiring guests, that's what it's all about. Right now, we're talking with Joseph Leger, and his book is A Mile a Day. I mean, really, it is a milestone. And I love that you have to check in to make sure that you are on your right track. We talk about that all the time, you know. And, I mean, was there ever a time that you thought maybe you didn't want to do your book?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why it took so long for me to complete. There's discouragement all around us, all around the world. It's more discouragement than encouragement. And at certain times, I had to find that encouragement to push myself to finish. And when, for instance, when my grandfather passed, I thought I didn't need to finish. I didn't plan on finishing my book. And then my brother actually came to me and said, that's one thing that he would have really wanted from you is to finish. And it took a lot from me, but I learned at an early age in my writing career that the best time to write is when reflecting on emotions that you have went through, not while you're going through it. So I homed in on that, and I internalized a lot of emotions and put it down on paper as to how to deal with the parting of a loved one at any point in life.
Wow.
So what is we don't have the book here in front of us. What is the format of the book?
The format of the book, it's set up at the beginning is 9 chapters that talk about the basic principles of 3D, which I learned from my grandfather, which is desire plus determination equals dreams. And then after the first 9 chapters, there's actually a quote for every day of the year. There are 366 individual quotes that are there for each day. I'm not going to say a date. So that being said, you pick up the book, you read the first 9 chapters, and then you go to the date for today. You go to the day of today, and then you read that quote, and you proceed from that point on, and you can read for a whole year. And then you can read it for every year because it's not a particular date.
I love that. And I think it's, you know, setting the intention, like the same as we say, have gratitude every day. That's one way of where you actually pick it up and you're setting that intention for gratitude or positive thinking moving forward.
Some people don't have a mentor in their life, and this can become that thing every day that will help you the tool that will help you move forward. That's terrific.
But one of the things that you and I talked about is that you keep it really small because
yes.
A lot of people tell us about that.
Yes, the reason behind that, right now in today's world, in today's society, we are bombarded with information, whether it be radio, TV, friends, communication is so great now that we are bombarded with so much information that a lot of times it's hard for us to process all those information mm-hmm. in a given day. And I did not want to construct a regular book, per se, where you're reading a chapter after chapter and you're trying to internalize all of this until you read the whole thing. You're like, I need to read it again because I know I missed a lot. So I figured if I broke this down into small parts per day, it gives you time to reflect on that smaller part, internalize that smaller part, and maybe then pass that on to someone else, where it's harder to pass up to someone else a whole chapter or everything you learned in an entire book.
Well, it reminds me of being in like history class where you cram so much information and then you spit it out on a test and then, you know, it's gone. 3 weeks later you don't remember.
Yeah, this is so true.
So this is a great way to actually live what you're learning.
Right. And now what helps you get through your day? I always like to ask people that are, you know, living and really breathing, doing what, you know, is inspiring them.
The first thing I like to say is I have a motto. When someone asks me how I'm doing, I always say that I'm making sure that today is better than yesterday and planning on how to make tomorrow better than today. And by me saying that every time someone asks me how I'm doing or hello, it encourages me to say, look, no matter what happened yesterday, I still have today. And I know the sun is going to rise tomorrow. And that motivates me every day. I've learned to live life to the fullest, to not accept no for an answer, to live by the three rules of desire plus determination equaling dreams. That's what motivates me, which has passed through me, through my grandfather, and I know he's smiling up on me now because he knows that's how he lived his life. There was not a day that went by that he didn't enjoy or a minute where you couldn't catch him with a smile on his face.
I love that's it. Can great. You repeat your saying again for me?
Yes, it's when people ask me how I'm doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All I say is, I am making sure that today is better than yesterday, and I'm planning on how to make tomorrow better than today.
I love it. I love it. That, I mean, really, that's so inspirational because, you know what? We have to try to make our life good. It's not just something that happens. It's work, right?
I mean, oh, absolutely.
Now, you know what? Can you leave us with some tips? Three tips that can help all my friends every day reach their goals.
Absolutely. I'm very big on goal setting, and three tips I would say. I'm actually working on something else right now. It's called 33 Days to Success, and the three basic principles of that is either the day before or early in the morning, write down three small, very small goals you want to accomplish, whether it be, you know, stopping by the store and grabbing something or going to the library to pick up a book. Very small goals that are obtainable and don't require a tremendous amount of effort, I would say. And then after you write these down, the next day, look at the things that you've accomplished and check them off. This will encourage you to write down more things and increase your list for the next day. Well, if you do this for at least a month, at least I like to say 33 days, and you go back and you look at all the things that you have accomplished in the last month that you might not have accomplished if you didn't write it down and plan to accomplish those, you will then change your life forever because every day you're creating the sense of accomplishment and accomplishing your goals. And success breeds success.
Right. And do you think it's important for people to hang out with positive people that love and admire you like the way that you love and admire yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very big on sayings, and as they say, a bird of a feather flocks together. And you are a reflection of your friends. I say that all the time. Regardless if you're totally opposite of the people or the group that you're with, if you meet someone, they're going to judge you based on the group that you're with, not the individual that's in the group. And if you're around positive people, the energy that you put off to other people will also be positive, and they'll project that same thing to other people. If you're around negative people, people will sense that energy and project negative energy towards you without even knowing you. So it's absolutely crucial to surround yourself not only with positive people, positive books, positive programming, positive radio shows.
Thank you.
to encourage that positivity. Opposites attract, but positive always attracts more positivity.
You know, it's funny because when I was young, I realized that I really hate to watch movies or shows or anything that has a negative spiritual effect. So that has some kind of negative spiritual, it really makes me feel bad.
So and like I a scary movie or?
But it has to be a spiritual, like The Exorcist or something that has a religious background. And so I don't watch any of that anymore because it's just not value in my life. Trash in, trash out, you know? I just don't like it.
Well, I always say, is it an energy gain or an energy drain? Mm. Is someone an energy gain or an energy drain?
There you go.
What you're doing, the activity, what you're surrounding yourself with.
Right. Well, these are all amazing. I mean, Joseph, you seem like such a positive person. And so I heard you're engaged. Congratulations, correct?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, where has this taken you in your life? Let's just kind of, you know, go through that. Is you used to be a football player, correct?
Yes. I used to play football in college and also ran track. I would say as far as it's taking me in my life, I personally, to this point that I am in my life, have accomplished every major goal I've set for myself. When I got involved in music, for instance, I wanted to work with platinum recording artists. I wanted to work with some of the greatest artists in the world, and I've had the opportunity to do so. I've always wanted to experience Los Angeles. I live in Los Angeles. Right. I've wanted to get married. I'm engaged. I want to have kids in about a year and a half or two.
But let me ask you something. When you say just hypothetically that you wanted to get married, how did you go about? What were your plans? What were your goals?
My goals were to find. To be honest, I set the goal and said I wanted to be married, and things have a way of presenting themselves in front of you. And when I set that and I set it out to the world. It presented itself in the form of my fiance that was already there. I knew her at the time. But it took me to get away and take myself away from my friends and everyone and put myself around and see, really, is this the person that I'm willing to spend the rest of my life with? Because I was told by Papa Joe once again that marriage is all about sacrifice. And if you're willing to sacrifice for someone else as much as they are for you, then that's probably the one that you should be with.
Wow, that's breathtaking. I mean, you know, it's interesting how you say marriage is about sacrifice, and yet it sounds positive. You know, it is. You know, it is. It's about two people wanting to not really give up, but really.
Well, you can't. You want to do for the other person versus you're always thinking about what can they do for me. It's such a different energy.
Yeah, it's such a gift. I love it.
I like to say the greatest sacrifice that mankind has ever known is the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. He gave himself for everyone else. And I also coincide that with the greatest love. Therefore, when I say you can determine how much you love someone by how much you're willing to sacrifice for that person.
Well, I think that a mother or a father's love is also a great example of that. I mean, I don't know a mother or a father that wouldn't jump in front of the bullet to save their child. And yet, if you were asked, oh, would you stand in front of a bullet in front of somebody?
You would say
no. You'd say, I don't know. I would have to be in that situation. But you would if it was your child.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there are people that would do it without even thinking. For anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not. Right. There's officers. Right. And firemen, the firemen that went in 9/11 that went up as people were running out. Those people, I mean,
yeah.
What kind of angel is that?
There you go. I mean, I love this. Well, where do we find your book?
You can find it on the website, amileaday.com. Also, if you just Google A Mile A Day, it'll show on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find it in the Nook store as well, on iTunes. You can find it wherever any major books are sold, but definitely on the website. Also on the website, I do have a page-a-day calendar, so you can order that depending on what day you want it to start, and it's a page that you rip off the calendar every day, and it goes into the whole year of that day the next year.
Wow, this is great. You know what, Joseph, pleasure talking with you, and thank you so much for being a part of my show. I definitely want to have you keep me in touch with what's going on in your life, and thank you for sharing your mile with us.
Absolutely, and thank you, Kim, and I'd like to also thank your audience for giving me the opportunity to spread my message of 3D and a mile a day.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you again. And again, that is Joseph Leger, A Mile a Day. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're got a little bit left, right? A couple minutes? Oh, we got a little bit left. All right.
I was going to say to Joseph, I know he's gone, but, bless your marriage.
I know. You know, isn't that sweet? I love when men come from that. But it really sounds like he's really thought about his life.
Well, he's very soulful.
Yeah.
That's the best time for men to get married, when they've really thought out marriage and what they're, willing to give up to get.
Right. I mean, and a lot of people, you think about it. Sharon, you work with a lot of people that's kind of your way of thinking about your life and projecting it in front of you and then wanting what you want.
It's a very different way of thinking. You have to train your brain to actually think differently, because I think that...
I like that, train your brain. I mean, really, that is what it is.
It is. Yeah. It, showing up differently, not being the victim, not being at the effect of life.
Right.
Taking the bull by the horns, it's interesting. So I did a 55-mile bike ride.
I know, congratulations. This past weekend. Yeah.
And I haven't been on the bike for a year. And my first...
Are you sore, by the way?
No, I'm actually fine.
Did you walk around like a cowboy?
Yeah, there
no,
you go.
No, surprisingly, I'm fine. I am a spin instructor.
Do you have a bike?
I do have a bike. I did a triathlon many years ago. And I'm very inconsistent about cycling on the road because it's very time consuming.
And it's a little scary, I have to tell
you. So, well, I cycle with people who I have to tell you are just amazing. They wait for you. They watch your back. I know that I'm safe. But my first instinct was fear. And then I thought to myself, you teach everyone else, set the intention, you're going to be fine, hypnotize yourself, do whatever you need to do.
Well, how do you do that, Sharon?
I really just center myself and I do what I tell everyone else to do. I do my relaxation meditation technique every day, tapping into my higher power, checking with my body, slowing that heart rate, using the breathing, and setting the intention. There wasn't a question in my mind that I was going to finish. I was not going to lag behind, and I was not going to be left behind.
So kind of like Nadine, our motorcycle lady, right, that was on. How do we say her last name? Because you said it's so good.
Oh, I got to look
at
it.
Lejeune. Yeah. Lejeune. There you go. It's a mindset. Every single thing that we do is a mindset. And I know you worked with my son, to race. And it's a mindset.
I have to tell you, and I'll just share a little bit, if that's okay, is just to talk about, as Nadine was saying, love your car, love the race, see yourself at that finish line.
So let's take that one step further. Love your life. Right.
That's exactly
it.
So
almost like, put love around your journey. Are you enjoying your journey? Are you enjoying the people that, sometimes you wonder why you go to lunch with somebody maybe that you really weren't intending to go. How does life take us,
Well, that's what I was trying to say about when you've won something and you visualized it. That's what I'm saying. I have never done anything, never accomplished anything in my life I didn't visualize first.
But you are very, very creative.
Yes.
And you are very intuitive. Now, we all have the ability to be intuitive. And the people that are creative tend to kind of, because you access all, the beautiful flowers that you do, the amazing jewelry that you make. So you go to that place of just allowing the creativity to come to you. A lot of people are not like that. Mm. That's where it doesn't have to be meditation. It just has to be releasing the thoughts, stopping the rat on the wheel or the hamster, whatever
she called it the hamster.
Deepak Chopra says, the answers come to us in those moments where we pause long enough to listen. And so really tapping into that.
Well, I have to tell you, Sharon, it's pretty funny because I'm working with Sharon and once in a while I'll be telling a story and I'll get like, oh, we're going to go, okay, take a breath. And sometimes the breath is harder than anything else.
Me too. Right. So it's just, when she tells me to relax, I'm like, I'm losing my momentum.
Slow down.
And then I'm like, oh.
After allowing yourself to breathe and
so that
calm
means
down.
You were the hamster. You got off and then you came
but
back
so
on.
So let's talk about that, because when Nadine came up, let's talk about the race of life, which is very fast energy, okay, and balancing. They're two different energies. One is a calm energy, right, and one is a fast. Now, it can be a frantic energy, you know, addiction to the drama. A lot of us are addicted to drama. We kind of get that rush. But it's really learning to manage that energy and learning to use it when you need it.
Because nobody can survive with it at the top peak all the time.
No, because it's, well, do you want it to be at the top peak all the time? You have to decide what energy needs to.
I kind of like that little, you know.
And we spoke about that.
Yes,
but it's finding, making sure that it's positive energy.
Correct.
Okay, so using it.
I worked with somebody that liked that all the time, and if there wasn't positive energy, she'd create negative energy.
Right.
Because
right.
She was addicted to the energy.
Right.
So I used to play squash, and my outlet
wait,
was,
is that a game?
I'm from South Africa,
yeah,
so it's a very big game in South Africa. And actually on the East Coast, I don't like to say it's the same as racquetball because the ball is completely dead.
Okay, got it.
Okay, it doesn't bounce, it's dead. And so it's a very hard game. And that was that was my outlet.
Ah.
So cycling's my outlet when I get out there and I pound and I take that energy and I use it constructively for something. So you're making sure that you're using the energy constructively.
I think that's important. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I do constructively. So anyways, well, you know what? That's going to be our next talk right there. Well, I want to thank both of you amazing ladies for being a part of my show. I want to thank all of my listeners for being a part of my show and all of my guests. And if you are just tuning in right now and you missed any part of my show, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and you can always listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. You can always email me if you would like to be a part of my show at kimpagano, P-A-G-A-N-O show.com. That is kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is go to work on your goals, and your goals will go to work on you. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.